Greetings once again, Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob bringing you today's Lenten daily devotion. It's Saturday. It's March 20th. Saturday, March 20th. It's our 32nd episode of our Lenten daily devotion. And today's going to end the theme of this week called Expect New Life. Expect New Life. You know, if you're going to a prayer meeting for rain, take an umbrella, right? There you go. Finally brought that story to a conclusion. So today, we've got some scripture from the book of Numbers. All right, raise your hand if you've been spending time this week reading the book of Numbers. All right, raise your hand if you've ever read the book of Numbers. Okay, now raise your hand if you've ever heard of the book of Numbers, right? Amen. The book of Numbers is part of Torah, the Torah for the Hebrews, the Pentateuch, one of the first five books of the Bible. It's kind of a historical tract about what's going on with the Israelites, and particularly today we'll hear about some text about during the Exodus, but we'll have some scripture, some comments from Mary Alice Mulligan, a couple reflective questions, a really neat little poem today, and we'll pray it out at the end. Amen? All right. Here's your scripture for the day. The book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. 21, verses 4 through 9 in the book of Numbers. We pick up the exodus of the people of Israel as they're moving away from Egypt and slavery. Then the people of Israel set out from Mount Hor, taking the road to the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. But the people grew impatient along the way, and they began to murmur against God and Moses. "Why have you brought us out of Egypt to die here in the wilderness?" they complained. "There is nothing to eat here and nothing to drink, and we hate this wretched manna."
If you want to know why you're so tired so often.
So the Lord sent poisonous snakes among them, and many of them were bitten and died. Then the people came to Moses and cried out, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take away the snakes." So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord told him, "Make a replica of a poisonous snake and attach it to the top of a pole. Those who are bitten will live if they simply look at it. Those who are bitten will live if we simply look at it." So Moses made a snake out of bronze and attached it to the top of a pole. Whenever those who were bitten looked at the bronze snake, they recovered. Amen. Some comments from Mary Alice Mulligan about our scripture today. She says, a pastor once shared an ancient story about birds at the dawn of creation, lumbering around on the ground, fretting about the annoyance their heavy arm things were. "Why don't we have beautiful long front legs for running like gazelles do? Or strong arms for moving through trees like monkeys do," they complained. "Instead, we have these useless, flappy arms." God had already given them everything they needed to soar in life, but they hadn't learned to use their gift of wings. We too waste time complaining about burdens in our life, often without noticing what God has already provided for us. Like the freed Hebrews, we gripe about whatever new circumstance we find ourselves in, without reflecting on whence we have come and where we might be headed. Although we should not depend on some talisman, like the serpent on a stake, to save us, we can benefit from determining what we have and whether God may in fact be leading us to a promised land. The Hebrews complained. Yet, Lord Yahweh provided everything they needed. They said they had no food, but they had daily manna, as much as they needed. They had eaten quail. God gave them victory over other peoples. They were divinely led and sheltered month after month. Mary Alice Mulligan asks these reflective questions for your notes or your mind or your heart. Can you note a time you complained about a situation, unable to see where God was at work? Did you eventually discover new life came from it? Can you even imagine where God is leading you today? Today's poem is by Howard Nemiroff, assuming you haven't heard of him. He lived from 1920 to 1991. He was in the Royal Air Force and the U.S. Army Air Force in World War II. Immediately after the war, he began teaching at Bennington and then at Washington University in St. Louis. And he wrote all kinds of things, from fiction to plays to poetry to criticism. Here's a quote from Howard Nemiroff. "The only way out is the way through. Just as you cannot escape from death except by dying." All right. This is called A Primer of the Daily Round by Howard Nemiroff. A Primer of the Daily Round. I'll read it through twice. A peels an apple, while B kneels to God. C telephones to D, who has a hand on E's knee. F coughs. G turns up the sod for H's grave. I do not understand, but J is bringing one clay pigeon down, while K brings down a nightstick on L's head, and M takes mustard. N drives into town, O goes to bed with P, and Q drops dead. R lies to S, but happens to be heard by T, who tells U not to fire V, for having to give W the word that X is now deceiving Y with Z. Who happens just now to remember A, peeling an apple somewhere far away. A Primer of the Daily Round by Howard Nemiroff. A peels an apple, while B kneels to God. C telephones to D, who has a hand on E's knee. F coughs, G turns up the sod for H's grave. I do not understand, but J is bringing one clay pigeon down, while K brings down a nightstick on L's head. And M takes mustard. N drives into town. O goes to bed with P. And Q drops dead. R lies to S, but happens to be heard by T, who tells U not to fire V for having to give W the word that X is now deceiving Y with Z. Who happens just now to remember A? Peeling an apple. Somewhere far away. And just for the curious, today we had our dance of life, meditation music, our cerulean surf and sea candle growing the whole time, and this. A little cozy chamomile with a little splash of milk. Amen. Let us pray. God of our ancestors, thank you for faithfully providing for humanity through the millennia. Help me remember you also. Provide for me every day. Help me remember you also provide for me every day. Amen. Enjoy your holy Saturday and prepare for another Sabbath in Lent tomorrow. God bless you.